In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese's colleagues come to his defence after he's attacked by Benjamin Netanyahu. Business says new AI laws aren't needed on the second day of the productivity roundtable. And in rugby union, Australia expecting more out of the South African kicking game in this weekend's rematch in Cape Town. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's colleagues have come to his defence after he was attacked by his Israeli counterpart. In a social media post, Benjamin Netanyahu has described Mr Albanese as weak and a betrayer of Australian Jews for his government's decisions to recognise a Palestinian state and deny a visa to controversial Israeli politician Simcha Rothman. Cabinet Minister Claire O'Neill says Mr Netanyahu's attack on Mr Albanese is the latest in a string of such incidents.
These comments are really disappointing, and I think Benjamin Netanyahu's in a bit of a habit of making them. This type of diplomacy doesn't work, and that's why Australia doesn't engage with it. The Australian government has a really clear stance here. Our Prime Minister does us very proud on the global stage. He does it by being respectful. He does it by holding a strong position for our country. We determine our national interest, and that is how we're approaching the conflict in the Middle East.
Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, who denied Mr Rothman the visa, is standing by his decision. He's told the ABC Mr Albanese's actions are a far better example of leadership than Mr Netanyahu's. Federal Opposition Leader Susan Lee says Benjamin Netanyahu's attack upon Anthony Albanese is a consequence of Mr Albanese mismanaging Australia's relationship with Israel. Ms Lee says whilst any Australian Prime Minister must be treated with respect, Mr Albanese also has a responsibility to try and repair the damage she says he's done to Australia-Israel ties.
As respect goes both ways, and that relationship has been and is being mismanaged. We are seeing a relationship that has deteriorated, and the consequences of that are not good, and they are spilling over into our relationship with the US, our most important ally. The Prime Minister needs to explain how he is going to get this relationship that he has so badly mismanaged back on track.
The Chief Executive of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Alex Rivchen, says Mr Netanyahu insulting Mr Albanese in public is unacceptable, but also says Australia and Israel's governments, in this particular case, are acting contrary to the interests of the people they are supposed to be representing. The Business Council of Australia says there's no need for new laws governing the use of artificial intelligence in the workplace. The role of AI is said to be one of the main topics discussed on the second day of the federal government's productivity roundtable in Canberra. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has previously said AI could be a game changer in terms of helping Australia's living standards go up and helping Australia's sluggish productivity growth. But some are also warning that AI can cause problems. Business Council of Australia Chief Executive Brand Black is one of the attendees at the roundtable. He says those calling for new laws around AI misunderstand how AI is changing workplaces.
Because we're not seeing the type of workforce impacts that some people have spoken about. What we're seeing is that AI is improving roles, and what I hear from members consistently is that what we're seeing across our economy generally is that AI is augmenting roles, it is changing the way in which people do their jobs, and that is the experience of the far, far great majority of workplaces.
Police are looking for the perpetrator of the second public shooting in Sydney in the space of 3 days. A man was shot in his car around 7 p.m. last night in the Western Sydney suburb of Winston Hills. He later died in hospital. He's yet to be formally identified. It comes 2 days after a 39-year-old man was killed and a 31-year-old man was injured in a shooting outside the Harold Hotel at Forest Lodge in Inner Sydney. Police are also appealing for help in finding that shooter, as well as a dark-coloured vehicle that left the scene. Air Canada has reached a deal with the union for the airline's 10,000 flight attendants, ending a strike that disrupted the plans of hundreds of thousands of travellers. Workers walked off the job over the weekend, affecting around 130,000 travellers per day as flights, including several to and from Australia, had to be cancelled. The airline warns some flights may still have to be cancelled over the next 7 to 10 days, while the airline's schedule stabilises. The deal has been reached with the assistance of a mediator. India will ban online games played with money, citing the psychological and financial harm they can cause. The bill has not yet been made public, but has been drafted by the country's IT ministry. It's a heavy blow to an industry that has attracted billions of dollars in foreign investment. Venture capital firm Lumikai says the Indian market for such games is, or at least was, set to be worth $5.6 billion by 2029. Particularly popular have been fantasy cricket games, endorsed by top cricketers in the cricket mad nation. In rugby union, the Wallabies say they are expecting more out of South Africa's kicking game when the two sides clash again in Cape Town this weekend. After Australia's surprise win over the Springboks in Johannesburg last weekend, South Africa have announced a whopping 10 changes to their 15-man starting lineup for the match, including the recall of veteran Hendre Pollard at the crucial fly half position. Australian back Andrew Kellaway says Pollard's recall, the bad weather forecast for this weekend's game, and a number of other factors mean the Aussies are expecting what they think is more of a typical game plan from the South Africans.
Yeah, well, I think what we've seen from the Springboks over the last, you know, four to eight years is a pretty strong game plan that hasn't deviated too much, and it's really worked well for them. And so that is the box kick to compete, and then the physicality around the kick chase and that sort of stuff. So, as I mentioned before, we're always expecting that from the Springboks, but I mean more so in rugby at the moment, that is a pretty big staple. So that doesn't change for us.
I'm Sunil Awasti. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.